So I want Alison just to share briefly about when you are aware of the resurrection of Jesus and you have that sort of connection with him, what changes when you approach the issue of death?
Yeah. So for our extended family have experienced some death in our years of travelling, some in the right order, some not so. So our sister-in-law died maybe 20 years ago, and that was our first close family experience. And then her daughter, 3 and a bit years ago, died of 2, and then very shortly after my mum, and then, as most of you know, just very recently, in 2-month period, David's parents. And also we have walked with people in this community and beyond with all sorts of different experiences of death and ages and stages. And you see even in the media, you know, lots of different responses to that. And so I'm just talking about personal response very briefly and the difference it makes to be celebrating what we're celebrating today. For me, as a feeling person, as a, not emotional in the, hopefully in the unhealthy sense, but as a feeling person, death, facing death in a close way, brings up a lot of things. It's not just the loss that we all feel, fear of separation. For me, it brought up anxiety of illness, fear of death in some aspects. You face your own mortality. It throws up questions about faith. And it's quite an intense, it can be an intense journey. And if we're not in a place, for me, if I wasn't in a place where I was allowed to experience that and journey through it, it would be very difficult. And so for me, the difference with choosing to believe what Jesus says about death and choosing to believe the experience that we have just read about and the profound meaning of that has changed my whole journey through death. It hasn't changed the depth of the emotion of loss, and it hasn't changed the fact I've had to deal with difficult things, my own anxieties that have come into my face. But it has the difference has been between, annihilation, total question about what's going to happen after death, fear of separation, fear, isolation, loneliness, all of that stuff. Jesus has just made a massive difference to that. And so instead of, it's almost like I've journeyed with it. You know, you go along in life and then something happens and you can potentially go down here and hit a pit at the bottom and then you come up eventually. And sometimes we comfort ourselves so we don't even venture down there, which isn't great. But I felt like a safety net. So I feel that my experiences through the deaths might have been not in that pit as it could have been, but have been sort of above because of the life and the light and the hope and the peace and that comfort which you need. I need people, I need that sort of comfort, but I'm talking about inner deep comfort, inner deep joy, inner deep peace and reassurance in a situation that could be one of fear, despair, hopelessness, extinction, isolation. And it's just made the most big difference for me, journeying through grief.
Thank you, sweetheart.